Hi.
My name is Christine, and I was wondering what your opinion was on the sovereignty of God concerning picking up hitchhikers or keeping a gun in your house. Do you believe that you need to take a step out in faith?
Okay.
Taking risks like that?
Yeah, I think that's interesting. I thought you were going to ask me some deep theological question about the sovereignty of God.
This is my picking up hitchhikers question.
I think the sovereignty of God, I believe in the sovereignty of God, right? But I don't lay in the freeway and say, oh God, I know you're sovereign. I think God has given us in his sovereignty the sense to do things that are wise and intelligent. And he gives us, I think, direction by the Spirit. I have picked up hitchhikers, but I'm in a different position than you are.
I don't pick up hitchhikers.
Oh, no. I'm just saying in general. I'm trying to make the point is that there might be a time and a place and a person to pick up a hitchhiker under certain circumstances. There might be a time and a place for a person not to do that under other circumstances. One great consideration is whether you're a somewhat large man or a somewhat vulnerable woman. So I know what you're saying because I have many times felt guilty driving past a hitchhiker and wondered if God hadn't wanted me to take that person somewhere so that I could witness to them. I mean, I feel that way every time I go by a guy on the freeway changing a flat, but I'm by him before I knew what was going on. And then my wife always says to me, you know, if you're spiritual, you'd have stopped and told that guy the gospel. And I'm saying, but I... So not really. But anyway, I know what you're saying. I really don't think we need to feel guilty about that. I think we need to use great discretion and wisdom in regard to who we pick up, and I think we need to realize that God will lead us to the people that he wants us to communicate the gospel to. And it doesn't have to be something that we instantaneously grab in a sort of a furious moment and wonder if we failed God because that moment never came to fruition. So I do believe that that you need to use your own sense and your own discretion and be cautious about that. If God wants to use you, I believe he'll make it possible, and you don't need to feel guilty for that. In regard to a gun, I can only tell you that personally, I think that's a decision you have to make yourself. Nothing in the Bible indicates that you should or you should not defend yourself with a certain weapon. I mean, obviously, you have every right to self-defense. You know, have the sense to lock your doors and do all that. But I can only tell you that there was a guy at our house one time, and he was trying to kidnap Melinda, and he was an escaped mental patient, and he knew about the church and all this stuff and all these various things. He came to my house in the middle of the night, and it was about 4 o'clock in the morning, and he threatened, he was screaming, and the kids, of course, were frightened. They were younger. And so I went downstairs, and he said, I'm going to come through this window, and I'm going to kill you. And the only thing I had was a baseball bat. Now, I played a lot of baseball, and I can hit the ball pretty hard. So I just simply said to him, you come through the door, and you're going to find your head in Encino. I mean, that's exactly what I said, which wasn't a bad line when you're under pressure, right? And I would have done that. I mean, I self-defense and the defense of my own family, I think, is a reasonable, rational thing. So I don't think I'm willing to die for the gospel, but I'm not going to lay down for a maniac. So I do think that you know, you have to make the decision yourself as to how you defend yourself.
Thank you.
Yeah.